content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Anika Gall from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from not Glamour or 17, but rather a very interesting article, and it's a long one, from the New York Times, Thursday, October 18, 2018 issue. And it is called This is 18. It's a look at girls' lives through girls' eyes. And it's from all over the world. Thought that might be a really cool thing to do on the last, Thursday of 2018. This is 18. So let's take a look, see what it has to say. And I do want to welcome you back, by the way. All right, so today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation, and they can be reached by kiwanisfoundation.org. All right, well, let's get right into it. This is 18, and let's see what they have to say. When Malala Yousafzai turned 18, she opened a school for Syrian refugee girls, calling on leaders from around the world to provide books, not bullets. It was 18 that Cleopatra became ruler of Egypt in 51 BC, and Victoria, the Queen of Britain, in 1837. By the time she was 18, Britney Spears had 2 number one albums on the Billboard chart, and Serena Williams had won the United States Open. Emma Gonzalez, 18 now, has become a global leader in the movement to end gun violence. No pressure, right? 18 is an age, but it's also something more. It's a moment, a rite of passage, a gateway to adulthood. In the United States, 18 means you can finally vote, sign a lease on an apartment, obtain a credit card, and buy a jewel. Or a Yule, J-U-U-L. In China and parts of Canada, 18 grants you entrance to a pub, while for most Israelis, it means a mandatory draft into the military. By 18, 1 in 5 women across the globe will be married. Millions will enter college. This is 18, aims to capture what life is like for girls turning 18 in 2018, across oceans and cultures, in Mexico and Mississippi, Ramallah and Russia, Bangladesh and the Bronx. But while girls have long been the subject of the photographer's lens, they have far less, often, been behind it. So we asked young women to document girls in their communities, taking the photos and conducting the interviews themselves. Each photographer was paired with a professional mentor to guide her through the process. The result is a celebration of girlhood around the world, across 12 time zones and 15 languages, featuring 21 subjects and 22 photographers. Yeah, it was a lot. We're thrilled to present This is 18, a look at girls' lives through girls' eyes. Alexandra Yuryeva, Moscow. There is a village not far from my neighborhood, and between the village and my home, there is a road that stretches for about 3 kilometers. Along the road, there are fields. Pines grow there. That's the place where I really like to go for walks. The sky is very beautiful here. Or there. When I have nothing else to do in the summer, I explore the area, get on a bicycle, and ride to parts unknown. And there are some pictures. Alexandra is photoed with some friends laughing, sitting on some stairs. She's got a photograph of her playing the balalaika, which is a traditional Russian string instrument. It's got a triangle where the strings are. Below the neck of the guitar type of instrument, and with her younger sister, and at a park in Moscow where she is lying on her left side in the grass, And, boy, she's pretty happy. You can see the turrets of the different buildings behind her. And it says, what are you looking forward to about being 18? Her answer, I'm waiting for the time when I can swing on a swing in the courtyard at midnight. And when law enforcement officers come up to me, I'll just show them my ID and they will leave. Because Russia does have a curfew for minors. What do you want to be doing in 5 years? Maybe after graduating from God knows what university, I'd engage in theoretical physics or go for nuclear power engineering. I'd like to develop nuclear plant security systems so Chernobyl doesn't happen again. Maybe in 5 years, me and my female friend will open a cartoon studio and I'll take up a second job as her assistant. Everything is possible. Andrine Lund from Rena, Norway. In 5 years, I would like to sit in the central government of the AUF, which is Norway's Workers' Youth League, which is affiliated with the Labour Party, and be well on my way to completing my education. I'm going to study political science. What do you do when you feel bored? When I feel bored, I watch movies, try to do things with my friends, or just chill on the couch with my phone. Tell us about a family tradition. Every time someone in the family has a birthday, we wake up that person in bed with cakes and presents. We always eat pinnekjøtt, which is lamb ribs. Ribe are ribs, and December 23rd is known as Little Christmas Eve in Norway. All right, we always eat pinnekjøtt on December 23rd, ribe on December 24, and turkey on New Year's Eve. What's something you'd like to learn? I don't know if I can learn it, but I would love to learn how to sing. Cynthia Russo, Berlin. I'm afraid that in the future, the new generation will forget about things like also going outside or reading a book, because everything is just phone, phone, phone. What is the farthest you have been from home? Nigeria. I can't remember everything, but it's really different from here. I don't know how to explain it. Here, everything is like a city and everything is just perfect, but there, it's just people walking around without shoes and kids playing around with small games. One thing that I remember is that at night there's no light, so I was always a bit scared. What place that you've never been would you most like to go? Oh, that's easy. I love Asia, and I would love to go to South Korea one day because I like the culture. What do you want to be doing in 5 years? I would like to finish university and follow my dream of becoming a psychologist. What do you do when you're bored? I usually watch videos or listen to music or read. Videos on Instagram, you know, just scrolling. What are you looking forward to about being 18? Driving, I think. And in general, there are a lot of things I can't do now, like go into a club. I'm not the party type, but maybe sometimes I would like to go with my friends. And people talk to you in another way, like you're not a child. I think that the thing that I like, that I look forward to most is not needing my parents to sign everything. I could just sign it, and then it's like, I signed it. It's legal. All right, here's our next one. I worry. Forgetting local music, I love ancient Iran, and forgetting customs and practices makes me feel concerned. It is very beautiful to save our local customs. And that's from Liana from Iran. Mary Claire from the Bronx says, what is one thing that she worries about? Global warming. Everybody thinks global warming is a hoax. They think that dropping trash on the floor once is not contributing to global warming when it is. More than anything else, I worry about being a girl. There is no safety here in Delhi, and that's by Mahak, India. Women's rights is what I worry about, and women's safety. The fact that all my friends are so afraid to walk home alone really, really worries me. And that's from Millie in Australia. Andrine from Norway says that her biggest worry is, or biggest concern, is the right-wing wave that we see all over the world. Examples of this are Trump, Melanie, and that, among other things, Nazis are not afraid to speak out anymore. And Alexandra from Russia, that people will become too capricious because they'll get everything that they want. They easily remove things that they don't like from their lives and gain them just as easily. This means that there's no sense of accomplishment. And finally, Victory from Nigeria. I'm worried that I'm not going to be known, and if I die, no one would know who I am. Okay, here is Faiza Al-Afifi from Ramallah, West Bank. I survived more than 3 wars. My goal in life now is to be a contributor, to defend basic human rights, and to help people in need. This is what I'd like to achieve. Who do you go to for advice? My best friend. What do you want to be doing in 5 years? I want to be in a place where I feel happy, to be a productive person in society and life. What do you do when you feel bored? I read a book or listen to music. What are you looking forward to about being 18? To make my decisions on my own and be responsible for myself. Faiza has lived in Ramallah since 2014, when her family fled the Gaza Strip after a war with Israel. Hélène Francois-Philippe, and she lives in Los Angeles. We live in a world where some people are given a coloring sheet with crayons, and others are given just a blank sheet, and both are expected to create something beautiful. Hélène, pictured here at the beach, is studying fine art and animation at Cal Arts. What's a place you've never been but would most like to go? Dollywood. Dolly Parton pioneered the way for women in country music. Her fashion, the way that she presents herself, she's very her own. And I love that. She stands out to me. What do you hope to be doing in 5 years? One of my biggest dreams is to get my PhD in art. I think it would be cool to show people, hey, if you're going to do something, do it all the way. Especially for my family, who only went to the first grade and who taught themselves how to read. What are you looking forward to about being 18? 18 is that little gray spot in adulthood and childhood. You're still a little kid, but the world is like you're a grown-up, and you somehow have to merge with the rest of the world. Young Eun Yang, from Sokcho, South Korea. In Korea, 18 means the last school year before starting a career. To me, 18 represents the year I grew up most and put in the hardest effort to accomplish something. What is your favorite place inside your home? It's my room. And outside your home? It's the stairs behind my friend's house where we can sit together. What do you hope to do in 5 years? I would like to go to Australia and learn body painting professionally. Whom would you most like to have dinner with? I'd like to have dinner with Anne of Green Gables. When did you first feel like a grown-up? When I was young, whenever I did something I liked, I was easily tired and gave up. But when I started learning makeup, I kept working at it. And when I was up all night working on a project and went to school the next day, I felt happy and proud. And Young Un is on a beach near her home in Sokcho. She dreams of becoming a makeup artist. All right, let's hear from Liana Sharifian from Bushehr, Iran. I have 20,000 selfies. I love taking pictures. So her pictures are Liana and her friend Miad playing music from southern Iran, then in her grandparents' home, and photographing herself. What do you like about performing with other women? I can be my real self. I can play from the bottom of my heart, whereas in men's concerts, you have to be really careful your scarf doesn't fall off or something like that. And this is the right thing, because this is our society, and I have no complaints about it. But I have the constant fear here that, oh no, my scarf is about to fall off, even when it's not, and then, believe me, I can't focus on my instrument. What's one thing you don't know how to do that you'd like to learn? Singing, swimming, and learning other languages. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? I'd really like to know a lot about Nay An Bun, bagpipes. And I'd like to be one of the best in Nay An Bun. Lior Danieli from Beersheba, Israel. At this stage of my life, I sincerely don't know where my life is leading me, though I'm sure I'll steer it. Lior taking the train from Beersheba to an army base near Tel Aviv. She will be drafted into the military in 2019. What do you do when you feel bored? I am very rarely bored. Even when I'm home, let's say, for a whole day, I simply rest since I'm really tired. Then I watch TV and don't feel bored. Or I speak on the phone with my friends and don't feel bored. When did you first feel like a grown-up? Maybe at the time that I began the examination process for the Army, and when I started to learn to drive. And not long ago, I came back alone from my grandparents' home to Israel from Ukraine. What are you most looking forward to about this year? I waited for this, and now I'm going to enjoy it. I am not sure how long this freedom will last, but I still have some time. I devote time to my hobbies, and I do lots of sports, and I go to the sea and travel. This is lots of fun, the most fun-filled period that I have had in my life. What would you like to do 5 years from now? It all depends on what I'll do during my military service. If I'm discharged or not 5 years from now, I'm sure I'll go to a university. Lori Ann Bemba from Montreal. In my head, I turned 18 a long time ago. That's because I started working at 14, and I always had the feeling I was living as an adult. And her pictures, Lori Ann with her family at a wedding. And she's wearing a pretty pink dress, and there are some balloons, pink and yellow balloons. Singing along to God is a Woman by Ariana Grande. Looking at childhood pictures. And the questions. What's a place you've never been but would like to go? I would like to visit Bora Bora or the Maldives, where the water is blue. What's your favorite app? Instagram. Why? Because you can see what's going on in real time. I'm really curious, and sometimes I stalk a whole lot of people. So if someone talks about, like, his trip to Morocco in 2004, you pretend not to know about it, but you actually know that he rode a camel and the whole thing. I like that you can see these moments in other people's lives. If you could have dinner with anyone, who would it be? This is really cheesy, but it would be my father. I haven't seen him in a very long time. Well, because he's dead. but he's the only person I can think of in the world. Who do you go to for advice? I often ask my sister or my mother, but I'm really stubborn, and I like to have my own opinions. Often, I'll think, okay, I should be reasonable and follow their advice. But other times, I'll be like, I'll do it the way I want to. When did you first feel like an adult? It's when I started to pay my own bills, my phone, my Netflix, my gym, just basically all of my necessities. And I put necessities in big quotation marks because a phone is not a necessity. Like my teenage-ish student necessities. I mean, at 16 years old, I wasn't paying electricity, but I was thinking, okay, I'm going to set up rears, which I did. Really? You have rears? R-E-E-R-S? Thanks to my mother, who is an accountant. What do you want to be doing in 5 years? I'll be 23 years old, so I hope I'll finish university and maybe I'll have a job I love. And Madison Brianne Justice from Clarksdale, Mississippi. I always knew I would have to grow up eventually. I just wasn't expecting to do it so fast. And her pictures, Madison in a friend's kitchen and hanging out with friends on the porch of the home where she's staying and sketching before bed. What is your favorite place to be? Moon Lake, on the dock, on the lake, every day. What do you do when you feel bored? When I get bored and Jeremiah's awake, I go outside and let him play in the pool. When I'm bored and he's asleep, I love to sketch, or sometimes just lay there. When did you first feel like a grown-up? I first felt like a grown-up when I was pretty much halfway into my pregnancy, because I realized that everything was about to change. What is the farthest place you've been from home? The farthest I've ever been away from my house is 3 hours away in Dyersburg, like right there on the edge of Missouri. I really wish I'd been farther because I would love to see new things. I would love to see a waterfall in my life. All right, and our last one for today is from Mahak Naiwal from New Delhi. I would like to study to become a teacher and would like to dance, too, side by side. Her pictures are Mahak with friends, a collection of gifts Mahak received from friends and family, before a performance in class, and childhood photographs. How do you get around? I travel mostly by scooter or car. What do you do when you feel bored? When I get bored, then I do things like listen to songs and sleep, cook, play with my pet, and go out shopping with my mother. What's one thing you don't know how to do that you'd like to learn? I would like to learn French. I have seen many people learning French, so I got inspired. What are you looking forward to about being 18? Everybody says, after 18 years, life changes. I am very excited and would like to celebrate my 18th birthday in a grand way with my family and friends by going out for dinner. I am also excited and casting a vote. Casting a vote means, she's excited about casting a vote. Casting a vote means being a responsible citizen. All right, actually, I'm going to do one more because she is from the Bronx. Mary Claire Chinedo. I first felt like a grown-up when my mom let me go to the after-prom party. My mom doesn't let me go anywhere at all. I would never be able to go to the parties my friends invited me to in high school, but she let me go to this one. I guess it's because she knows that I'm 18 and I'll be going to college soon. Who do you go to for advice? I go to my friend Ikenna because I know he won't judge me. What do you want to be doing in 5 years? I want to have graduated with a STEM degree, with a minor in art history. I'll probably be in my first year of med school. What do you do when you're bored? Netflix, Netflix, Netflix. Right now, I'm watching The Vampire Diaries. I just finished The Office. What's one thing you'd like to learn? I don't know how to cook. When I was younger, I was taught that I have to know how to cook for my husband and children, and I don't really like that. So I just didn't want to learn how to cook at all. But now, I think knowing how to cook is a good thing to have. Not for a man or my kids, but for myself. Alrighty. Alright, and because the new year is coming right up, your horoscope for January. Alright, Sagittarius, start saving. Stat. On the 22nd, you'll have the chance to take a cool trip, but you might need extra cash to make it happen. Capricorn, when powerhouse Pluto links up with the Sun on the 11th, you could receive the big news that you've been hoping for. Aquarius, with an assist from the Sun, your love life will heat up near the 20th, when a longtime crush finally makes a move. Pisces, you'll meet a fab new friend or hear from a long-lost BFF out of the blue near the new moon solar eclipse on the 5th. Aries, on the 1st, set a resolution you're actually excited about. You're more likely to stay honest with yourself and stick with it. Taurus, jumping into a new activity at school near the eclipse on the 5th will make you feel super empowered. Get it, Taurus. Gemini, on the 7th, Venus will introduce you to another potential bae. Choices, choices. Don't settle for less than you deserve, Gem. Cancer, when the Sun and Moon reposition on the 5th, a certain someone will find you even more adorable than usual, if that's possible. Leo, bad timing has gotten in the way of your pursuing a goal, but the universe has your start date. Mark the 20th in your iCal. And Virgo, alert your crew. During the new moon solar eclipse on the 5th, you'll take a much-needed break and prioritize FUN. Libra, after a hectic holiday season, the stars will help you reconnect with everything and everyone you've been missing. And Scorpio, a project you've been working on forever will be finito around the full moon lunar eclipse on the 20th. High five! All right, well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Anika Gal, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleradioreadingservice.org. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached by kiwanisfoundation.org. So long until next time, in the new year! If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. And make it a great week and happy new year! Yoo-hoo! Happy 2019!